Let's talk today about soft tissue rolling. This is something that I only came across a year or two ago. And when I first heard it, I thought, what the heck? Actually, no, I'd seen it a couple years before that. I have my wife's brother and his wife are both athletes, and they have one of these long foam rollers long before we did, and would use them to roll out their legs after training. And but I've come to appreciate how versatile it is as an idea, especially if you don't have someone who can give you a massage in some way. I think we think that it's that, you know, you either have someone to give you a massage or you're screwed. But in a lot of instances, I think soft tissue rolling can substitute fairly well for massage. Obviously, not everything, but there's a lot of ways that it can be helpful. Basically, the idea is that of soft tissue rolling is that you're using your own body weight to press the affected part of your body down onto some sort of roller. It might be famously, it might be a box full of golf balls in the movie Die Hard, where Bruce Willis goes through the whole movie barefoot because he was rolling his tired feet around on a shoebox full of golf balls when all the shit goes down. Or it could be one of these little ridged wooden foot rollers that we have in our house that I was using last night. That was really helpful. Or it could be one of these long, soft, cylindrical, not really soft, they're more, they have a little bit of give, but they're foam cylindrical, maybe 4 foot long rollers. Just these cylinders. And I've been struggling, as I've talked about, with my pectorals being super tight. And last night I could feel, particularly my right one, was just wanging tight. Right where that muscle and tendon sort of goes into your armpit. Just super, super tight. So I lay on my stomach on the floor and had a foam roller sort of right underneath that. And it was painful. And I sort of lay there and move back and forth a few inches here, a few inches there. And this morning, it is much better. So, you can do it on your back, you can use it on your legs, you can use it in a way where you're actively sort of rolling back and forth. It can be quite painful. In the same way that having a massage can be painful. But in my experience, it's the good sort of pain. It's the pain of tight muscles being asked to release. And certainly with something like last night, where I felt like I was going to damage something if I kept going without dealing with the situation, I'm just feeling it now. It's almost back to normal, which is amazing. And my hands felt the best this morning, waking up, that they've felt in a long time. You can get small foam cylinders that you put on a table and use to roll your forearms out on. If you have a empty enough space, you can just do it with the big cylinder, though. You can use a ball held up against a wall by your back to roll out parts of your back. And as with any massage, it's important to drink a bunch of water afterwards to help your body sluice out all the stuff that's released from your muscle. I'm not going to get the wording right, but basically the process of digging into these muscles and releasing the tension in them releases a bunch of bad stuff into your body. And drinking a lot of water helps you capture it and piss it out. I think that's how it works. Anyone who knows better, please forgive me. But I do know, my wife was a massage therapist, and I do know that drinking water after a massage is considered important, and I think that's why. At any rate, if you haven't tried deep tissue rolling, and especially if you're struggling with some part of your body going numb, some part of your body being overly tight, I would highly recommend you try it. And I also think that for a lot of people, deep tissue rolling can help you recognize places in your body that are tight and sore and frozen up that you have adapted so well to that you're not even realizing that they are that way anymore. Right? People who have lower back issues often are holding themselves in some way to prevent themselves from using their lower back muscles in a certain way that they aren't even aware of until they start lying on a foam roller and working on those tissues and getting them unfrozen and working again is a revelation. Hope this helps someone. Be well, talk tomorrow.